We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Now mostly cloudy and 42 degrees. Police are cracking down after unrest in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota, over the police shooting death of Dante Wright. Fox's Lauren Blanchard reports her news crew had an encounter with law enforcement.
The police came in from almost every side circling the area. As we were trying to make our way out with the cars, police stopped everyone trying to get out of there. We were ordered out of our cars, onto our knees, onto the ground, had to have our hands up. The overwhelming number of law enforcement National Guard troops that were there, I haven't seen anything like it in the last few days. So they're really coming out much stronger in order to basically round up anyone who was still left there. It took about 5 or so minutes checking IDs, taking photo of our press credentials before we were allowed to get up back into our car and then make our way through about 3 or so levels of security to get our cars out of that area.
Police used tear gas as people threw rocks and bottles. The officer who shot and killed Wright was arrested and charged with manslaughter Wednesday. Kansas has crossed the threshold of vaccinating more than 1 million people.
According to data released Wednesday, that means 35% of the state's 2.9 million residents have received at least one shot. The state hit the mark one day after the KDHE announced that the COVID-19 variant from Brazil has been detected for the first time in Kansas. The agency said it's investigating how someone in Sedgwick County became infected with the P1 variant and whether or not others may have been exposed. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
U.S. Senator from Kansas Roger Marshall Wednesday delivered his maiden speech on the floor of the Senate. Dr. Marshall reflected one of his favorite paintings hanging in the Capitol Rotunda.
In this portrait, the artist depicts General George Washington shortly after the Revolutionary War, surrendering his commission as an officer. And behind Washington, resting on the otherwise empty king's throne, are the robes of a king, the robes he declined. And the leadership lesson is that great leaders don't seize more power when they see the opportunity.
Senator Marshall says he wants to prioritize jobs for Americans and secure our supply chains. Congressional Democrats are expected to unveil a proposal to expand the Supreme Court today.
Senator Ed Markey and several Democratic House members say they'll be introducing a measure to bring on board more justices to the high court. That would let President Biden appoint more liberal justices and override the conservative majority the court has now. The president has said he's against packing the court, but he did issue an executive order a few days ago to create a commission to look at possible Supreme Court reforms. On the Republican side, Senator Ted Cruz proposed legislation that would keep the court to 9 justices. The Constitution doesn't dictate how many Supreme Court justices there should be. In Washington, Jill Nato, Fox News.
An Atlanta Journal High School that was named after a Ku Klux Klan leader will strip the name and instead honor the late Baseball Hall of Famer Hank Aaron. The Atlanta Board of Education voted unanimously Monday to change the name of Forest Hill Academy to Hank Aaron New Beginnings Academy. The former Atlanta Braves baseball player died in January at the age of 86. The school had been named after Nathan Bedford Forrest, a Confederate general and early leader of the Ku Klux Klan. KNSS News Time now, 6:04, 4 minutes past 6 o'clock. Steve at 10 in the morning here on KNSS at 610, now 10 minutes past 6 o'clock.
Gasoline prices here in the Wichita area still varied, to say the least, out there. Prices, at least in one case, all the way up in the 270 a gallon region, but 260 a gallon and anywhere from 260 to 269 is fairly common. But average still seems to be about 259. Lots of prices out there still 259, and I found some better ones still. 255 Pawnee and Hillside. Traffic update 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Now the forecast with Kansas KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. With a partly cloudy sky early on, moisture is going to be increasing today as a new storm moves in from the west, and that will give us some widely scattered showers late this afternoon. Cooler with a high 56. Occasional rain, maybe a thunderstorm tonight, Charlo 42, then showers and breezy on Friday with a high 47. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now a cloudy sky. We have a northeast wind at 9 miles per hour and 42 degrees. Steve at 10 in the morning, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Listen to us online at knssradio.com and through the Audacy app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. Tell your smart speaker to play KNSS Radio. A lot of ways you can listen to Wichita's number one talk. And Steve at 10 in the morning here every morning on KNSS. 6:12 now, 12 minutes past 6 o'clock, a partly sunny day across south central Kansas Wednesday. Out probably mostly sunny. Wichita's high temperature was 62 degrees. And the normal high for the date, 67. April 15th, 2021. Of course, this was tax day. It's not today because they pushed it back to May 15th, 1 month because of all the the pandemic and so forth. So I'm not sweating today. on this date in 1947, Jackie Robinson, baseball's first black major league player, made his official debut with the Brooklyn Dodgers on opening day at Ebbets Field. The Dodgers defeated the Boston Braves 5-3 that day. Jackie Robinson, of course, a lot of information about number 42 the past few years and his pioneering the racial barriers there in Major League Baseball. And it took several years for all of the baseball teams to finally integrate. But there you go, the Dodgers were the first, and then took a long time for the Yankees to get Elston Howard on their roster, but. And then Boston was very, very slow. Big businesses have ratcheted up objections to proposals that would make it harder to vote, with several hundred companies and executives signing a new statement opposing any discriminatory legislation. The letter, published yesterday in the New York Times and the Washington Post, was signed by companies including Amazon, Google, Starbucks, and Bank of America, and individuals such as Warren Buffett and Michael Bloomberg, plus law firms and nonprofit groups. It's the largest group yet to join protests against Republican efforts to change election rules in states around the country. Many of the signers have been loyal donors to Republican political campaigns in the past, but seems to be a new wave going on here. Something's happening, and business is not real excited about making it tougher for folks to vote. All right, Ted, how was your drive in, Ted Woodward? Uneventful, I hope.
Not much going on out there.
Not a lot of snow,
no
rain,
traffic,
sleet.
It's dark.
Nothing like that. Okay. Just mentioned the tax deadline is May 15th this year. I got contacted. I was contacted by our accountant last night, and he has finished our tax return for us.
No. Aren't you fancy? You don't even do your own taxes.
Don't even do my own. Shelly did it for a couple of years there, and there's nothing complicated about it. But I have a certain person who I want him to handle mine, and he's done a great job over the past couple of years. And there you go. I haven't had any refunds, and I haven't had to send any money in. Well, I have to. I have to pay into it a little bit. But I'm not one of these people who waits for the big tax refund to come back every year, because I haven't had one for several years. Taking a quick look at the Sedgwick County COVID-19 update for yesterday. Confirmed cases as of noon yesterday, 14th. Here in Kansas, we have 305,000, just over 305,000 cases. And Sedgwick County, we're at 46,306. The death toll here in Sedgwick County is at 587, which I think it's been that way for several days now, at least a couple of weeks, 587. And total doses given by Sedgwick County Health Department were up to 177,802. So got a pretty good total there. We have a news story this morning from a Sedgwick County Commissioner. What is that new commissioner's name? Is that Cruz? No?
Lacey Cruz.
Lacey Cruz. Yeah, Lacey Cruz. I'm sorry, Lucy. Lacey. Lucy. Sorry, Lacey.
She's not new necessarily. She's
been
there
for a couple of years.
Two or three years.
Yeah, a couple of years now. But she hasn't been really on my radar yet. Now she's coming out saying, hey, she's making a plea. Hey, if you don't know how to do this or how to get a free shot, let me know. Contact me up at the county and I'll help you out. So, Lacey, thanks. Maybe she can do some good that way and we'll get more people vaccinated. All right, 6:16 here. On this Thursday morning, what else we got here? Nope, something we'll mention right now. It's coming up a couple of hours, and we're going to mention it again. But around 8:30 this morning, we're going to have a special guest this morning, Ted. Somebody who I would imagine most folks know who she is. It's been a while since she had any hits on the top 10, but Dionne Warwick's going to be with us this morning.
A music legend,
yeah.
Dionne Warwick, is going to be on with Steve and Ted.
Absolute legend. I've got a CD of hers in the car. And then I've got another CD of Burt Bacharach hits. She's on that one. So I listen to this lady quite a bit. And we're going to talk to her this morning, see what's happening in her life and what's going on.
Yeah, she'll be joining us about 8:30 this morning.
Should be very interesting, a lot of fun. And that is, I'm pretty excited about it.
Yeah, we're looking forward to that.
It should be a lot of fun. All right, coming up on 6:18 now, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS and Ted's Leadoff Sports this morning. Ted?
A little Major League Baseball action yesterday up in Kansas City. The Royals and the first-place Los Angeles Angels. And, again, the Royals get very strong starting pitching, and the Angels cannot get Salvador Perez out. The Royals catcher doing it again. You heard the game yesterday afternoon on 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Canning nods yes to the sign offered by Ben Boom, and there's a swing and a drive to right center field. Trout goes back, still going back, and that ball is gone! Home run, Salvador Perez. 1-0 Royals. Well, that likely got some help from that firm wind that is blowing left to right, 15 to 20 miles an hour. And a right-handed batter like Salvador Perez got into it. It had some backspin to it. Kept on carrying, and then went over the fence in right center.
And the Royals go on to beat the Angels 6-1. As Kansas City takes 2 out of 3 from the Angels in this series. In the series, Salvador Perez, 8-for-12 at the plate, 4 runs driven in.
Wow.
As Kansas City gets a nice win, and with that win, the Royals are now in first place atop the division. The homestand continues for the Royals. Next up, 4 games against the Toronto Blue Jays starting tonight. Live coverage of the Royals and the Blue Jays at 6:30 this evening on KFH. Basketball coming to town. The basketball tournament. Wichita is going to be one of 4 regional sites at Koch Arena for the basketball tournament, which will be the third week of July. 64-team, $1 million take-all tournament, which is put on by ESPN. Of course, the Shockers were a regional site back in 2019 and set some attendance records for the tournament. So 16 teams will be here in Wichita, including the team of Wichita State alumni, the Aftershocks. So the basketball tournament coming back to Wichita in July. Track and field. Today is day 2 of the 73rd version of the KT Woodman Classic at Cessna Stadium. They'll get underway late this morning with action. And there's a ton of high school athletes, too, at the Shocker Pre-State Challenge. And that the high school competitors will start later on this afternoon. College baseball yesterday. Wins for Kansas and Kansas State, both winning at home. The Jayhawks beat Air Force 7-4. For a sweep of the 2-game series. It's the 20th win of the season for Kansas. And K-State swept Northern Colorado at a 2-game sweep. K-State wins yesterday 10-3, as Kansas State is now 19-14 on the season. Pro basketball in the NBA last night. The Cleveland Cavaliers go into Charlotte, beat the Hornets 103-90, starting at forward for the Cavaliers. Former Kansas State Wildcat Dean Wade made a couple of three-pointers for his 6 points, and he also grabbed 8 rebounds. Cavaliers have won 3 of their last 5, and they are just 2 games behind for a playoff spot. And the Golden State Warriors going to Oklahoma City last night, beat the Thunder 147-109, starting at forward for the Warriors. Former Kansas Jayhawk Andrew Wiggins had 16 points. The Warriors have won three games in a row. They are in the number nine spot right now in the Western Conference. That's sports with Steve and Ted.
All right, Ted, 6:21 now. Keep it here for Dr. Sanjay Gupta. Big news in the world of cancer. That's coming up, Steve and Ted, in the morning on KNSS.